Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10. If the iron be blunt and he does not whet the edge, then must he put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The profit of wisdom. This will be part one, because I believe that we shall be handling it further in the coming Sunday service. Our objective is to understand the dividends of walking in wisdom. The dividends of walking in wisdom. It is confirmed and proved throughout scriptures that the way of wisdom is the way of profit. And the absence of wisdom is the abundance of losses. Wise people win. Foolish people lose. Wise people win. Foolish people lose. Those who walk in wisdom walk in profitability. And those who lack his wisdom walk in calamity, in adversity, in scarcity. It is our year of release, our year of recovery, and our year of replication. Incidentally, there is wisdom necessary for release, and wisdom is key to recovery, and wisdom is key to replication or multiplication or increase. And those three we will look at tonight: release, recovery, replication through wisdom. Let's take release. You remember, our first example under this release is Joseph. Joseph was imprisoned for 13 solid years for what he knew nothing about.
While in prison, he manifested gifts. He manifested talent of dreaming, but especially the interpretation of dreams. But that did not give him the way out of the prison. But suddenly, he found the way out by the mercy of God, because God remembered him, even when those whose dreams he interpreted forgot him. And he found himself before the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. His gift brought him before Pharaoh. His talent brought him before Pharaoh. And then he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh. And beyond the interpretation, he stepped into wisdom by giving the solution to the interpretation. All in Genesis chapter 41, you read all the way from verse 34, where he began to counsel, let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years, and then let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, and so on and so forth. And in verse 39, Pharaoh said to him, for as much as God has showed you all this, is there anyone? There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. That singular manifestation, demonstration, operation of wisdom took Joseph out of the prison. It made it impossible for him to return back to the prison. It was his release out of the prison into the palace. Wisdom is critical for the termination of captivity. It's critical for the release of people out of wherever the enemy kept them. Maybe you are somewhere now and you don't like to be there. Maybe you are somewhere now, you are not happy that the enemy kept you there. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, the wisdom of God that shall be made manifest in your life in this season shall step you into your realm of destiny, step you into your release in the name of Jesus Christ. Joseph experienced release by the display of wisdom. Example number two was the land called the land of Abel Meholah. In the land of Israel, that land came under a very heavy siege. An evil man by the name Bichri, who had done evil against David, was pursued heatedly by the army chief of staff, Joab. And when they pursued this man, he entered into a city, and the whole city came under a siege, because the army general and the army garrison surrounded the city. Beloved, one man in your life that is the wrong person can put your life in danger. One man in your boat, one man in your ship, one man in your network, one man in your company, in your association, that is the wrong person in your life, can put your life in extreme danger. That was something we called, many years ago, I preached survival wisdom. And I use this as an example. That wisdom is necessary if a man's life and destiny will not be cut short before time. So this man entered this city, and the city was in a siege. Do you know that many people have died other people's deaths? Do you know that one person and that can occasion the destruction of everybody in that vehicle because something was following him? Do you know that one person can enter into a system and crash the system because something was following him? That was what was following B. bickering as he entered into the city, the town of Abel Meholah. I announce to you today, in the name of Jesus, you will not die another person's death. You will not die another person's death. You will not die another person's death in the name of Jesus. You will not go down because of a spell on another person's life. You will not be destroyed. You will not be ruined because of a spell on another person's life. And I prophesy to you today, direction, wisdom, discretion is coming upon you to know who to disconnect from in order to save your life, in order to save your destiny, in order to save your company, in order to save your business, in order to save what you lay your hands on. God grant you wisdom to know who to disconnect with. So this land was under a siege. The story is in 2 Samuel chapter 20 from verse 16 all the way to verse 22. And then a wise woman, then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither that I may speak with you." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Are you not Joab?" And he answered, I am. Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do you now." Long story made short. He said, in those days, they said they sought counsel in Abel, and that ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far it be from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, that's right, Sheba the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall." Woman, fire woman, wisdom woman. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri and cast it out to Joab. And he blew the trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. The woman went in her wisdom. The wisdom released the city from the siege, released the city from danger, released the city from damage, released the city from destruction. I prophesy the release of wisdom upon someone. I prophesy the release of the wisdom of God that will release you from danger, from disaster, from calamity. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And of course, our third example, the woman that was caught in adultery. The Bible said she was caught in the very act, even though the man that was the actor wasn't there. John chapter 8 verse 1 to 11. This woman was caught in adultery. She was destined to be killed by the Pharisees, but she was preserved alive by the wisdom of the master. What have you heard so far that wisdom releases from captivity, calamity, and even mortality? That is, it can bring you out of the prison, out of danger, and out of death. Wisdom releases people from captivity, from calamity, and even mortality. And then releases people into opportunity, like Joseph. Releases people into royalty. Releases people into prosperity. And releases people into destiny. So it releases you from captivity. Releases people from calamity. Releases people from mortality. And releases people into opportunity and into royalty and into authority and into prosperity and into destiny. So wisdom is critical for diverse kind of releases, whether to release you from somewhere or to release you into somewhere. It's a function of wisdom. I see releases happening for people here today. You say that, you believe that, shout aloud, amen. Royalty,
First of all, opportunity. And the next of all, it releases you into opportunity, releases you into royalty, releases you into prosperity, releases you into authority, and then destiny. Opportunity, royalty, prosperity, authority, destiny.
All of that was complete in the life of Joseph. He stepped into opportunity. He stepped into royalty, stepped into prosperity, stepped into authority, and fulfilled his childhood dream and destiny by the frequency of wisdom. That is happening to you in Jesus' name. Now, let's go. So, that is wisdom that releases. Now, what about the recovery by wisdom? Wisdom of God, which gives a person access to the mind of God, enabled David to recover everything that the enemy stole from him and his men. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 30 and from verse 1 all the way down actually to verse 20, you will see how the Amalekites came and smote Ziklag. And in verse 8, David sought the wisdom of God. Inquiring from God is seeking the wisdom of God. Like we said on Sunday, the wisdom of God is equal to the mind of God, the will of God, the purpose of God. What do you want me to do? Wisdom is direction and guidance from God. What do you want me to do in this situation? And God said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. And in verse 19 and verse 20, so David went, and verse 19 and verse 20, he recovered, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. I announce to somebody here today, everything the enemy took from you in this season and in the seasons that have passed, there shall be a complete recovery in the name of Jesus.
David recovered all by the wisdom of God. Number two, the wisdom of God caused Jacob to recover from Laban all that was his due, despite the fact that Laban changed his condition of service 10 times.
The wisdom of God in Jacob caused him to recover from Laban all that was due to him, despite the fact that Laban tried to change his wages 10 times. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 7 to verse 9. Genesis 31, 7 to 9. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then shall the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring streaked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring streaked. Thus God had taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. In Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 37 to verse 43, we saw how Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel, and he did that wisdom, strange genetic engineering wisdom that transferred the flock of Laban. I announce to someone here today, that which will cause you to recover everything that pertains and belongs to you, that wisdom is coming upon you today. It's coming upon you today. It's coming upon you today in Jesus' precious name.
The wisdom of God made, number three, Saul to recover his father's missing donkeys. The wisdom of God, which came in the form of direction from the prophet Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 9 and in verse 20. And he said, and on whom? As for thine donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, set not your mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on thy father's house? It was found. They were found. They were found. Because they accessed, because Saul had access to the mind of God.
Everyone here trusting the Lord in the name that is above every name for access to the mind of God, I prophesy access is given to you in the name of Jesus. In any area where recovery must happen, access is given in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, wisdom guarantees replication, multiplication, increase. We saw the wisdom of God brought multiplication to Jacob. We just saw the example of Jacob. And in Genesis chapter 41, verse 44, we saw how the man increased and multiplied. And just a moment. Genesis chapter 30, verse 43. Genesis 30, 43. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle. And made servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. He increased exceedingly by the wisdom of God. Everything multiplied. Everything exploded by the wisdom of God. What about the Master Jesus? There was only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In John chapter 6, verse 2. He said, for this, 6 verse 6. And this he said to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. He knowing what to do and doing what you know. That is wisdom. Knowing what to do, doing what you know. That is wisdom. And as he did that, in John chapter 6, verse 11 and in verse 12, he caused the multitudes to sit down. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything exploded because he knew what to do. When you know what to do, where you are is just a starting point for life. When you know what to do, you live where you are. When you know what to do, what you have is more than enough to reach anywhere you want to reach. When you know what to do. The truth of the matter is, nothing is stagnant around the wise. Nothing is static around the wise. Where wisdom is, nothing is stagnant. Nothing is static. Where wisdom is, nothing. There can be no fruitlessness, no dryness, no scarcity, no shortage in the presence of wisdom. So, I announce and I prophesy today the wisdom that will cause multiplication, that will cause the explosion of resources for you, that wisdom is released now in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So are you trusting God to be released from captivity or released into authority? Are you trusting God for the recovery of your years or the recovery of everything that the enemy took from you? Are you trusting God for a realm of replication, multiplication, increase, and explosion? It takes the wisdom of God. This is my counsel. Embrace the wisdom of God in everything you do. Leave no room for assumption, because assumption only brings stagnation. No room. One. Embrace the wisdom of God in all you do. Second, seek divine guidance at every strategic junction of life and on every sensitive issue of life. Seek divine guidance. That is wisdom. And the guidance you receive is wisdom. Don't say God won't speak to me. Ask him first. Ask him first. Joseph was at a strategic junction. Wisdom came. Jacob was at a strategic junction. Wisdom came. Saul was at a strategic junction. He sought wisdom with the prophet Samuel. David, on the issue of the losses he incurred, he sought wisdom. And wisdom came. Wisdom shall come for you now. In the name of Jesus. If you believe wisdom is coming for you, shout the loudest amen. And if you believe wisdom is coming for you, shout the loudest amen. And if you believe wisdom is coming for you, stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Thank you, Master, for wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift up your hands and just give him the praise and give him the honor and give him the adoration for the reality of his wisdom. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. Honor you, we praise and give you glory. We praise and honor you. We praise and praise you. We praise and honor you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and begin to make demands. First of all, I appreciate him for his work to you today. Appreciate, honor, adore him. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship, supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Thank you and thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Second, you are going to ask the Lord to grant you access to wisdom for release, wisdom for recoveries. Wisdom for replications and multiplications. Open your mouth and say after me. Say, Father, I apply for the wisdom for release, the wisdom for recoveries, the wisdom for replication. I apply for it now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. I apply for wisdom for recovery. Sorry, I apply for wisdom for release, wisdom for recoveries, wisdom for replications. Master Kobagada Kalayata Satan. Jaco capra cate que se quita colada vinte cagasta. Jaco lapra cate que se quita calada fiato cocodaga. Jaco raba cate casigale que diga briga na cama. Repata sato fraquete cacasa calaque de coroco de deixa. Jaco copra cate que se quele que fica lá na calala. Rapa pata sate frito com o chocolate capra cate cacasca. Jaquete que brica chacalaca cate café com o cocosco. Jocola cate frita cacasa calaca de café com a calala. Jato prata sete frita cacha do pracate cacá. Jacola capra cate cacha colaca calala. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. I'm going to pray two prayers very quickly. And after that, we'll step into the communion where we'll take practically the wisdom of God for recovery, for releases, for recoveries, and for replication. For Jesus Christ is made to us the wisdom of God and the power of God. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 and verse 30. But if you are here tonight and you need Jesus in your life, and I know you are here, you need forgiveness for your sins, you want today to mark a new day for you, for Jesus to be Lord over your life, you will place your right hand on your chest. Wherever you are, watching online and everywhere around the world, and you pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord.
No turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you. I declare the help of God upon your life and grace to live for God be released in Jesus' name. Amen. You will be called out shortly at the end of this session. You'll be called out, those who pray that prayer and you meant it from your heart, or those who want to rededicate their lives to God or anything like that. Now, lift up your hands, everybody, and I'm going to ask that the wisdom of God be released. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And Isha, and then you begin to blast in tongues at the top of your voice. Father, I pray tonight for the release of wisdom. Wisdom for releases. Wisdom for recoveries. Wisdom for replication. I pray for releases. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom for release. Wisdom for recoveries. Wisdom for replication. Let this wisdom flow. 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 Let somebody's life be changed. Let somebody's life be changed. Let recovery happen for somebody. Let restoration happen for somebody. Let the release happen. Let the replication happen. Let release from captivity. Release from mortality and death. Release from calamity. Release into opportunity. Release into reality. Release into prosperity. Release into authority. Release into destiny. The recovery of everything the enemy took from your life. Let the wisdom be released in the name of Jesus. And I declare multiplication. Nothing shall dry up around you. Nothing shall be stagnant around you. Nothing shall be static around you. Nothing shall be barren around you. I declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands now at the count of three. Receive the wisdom of God that is going to cause your releases and cause your recoveries and cause your replications and multiplications and increases in the name of Jesus. One.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's wave those hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. You want to put them together and give him some more praise? Glory to Jesus. That wisdom is released. While we remain standing, the altar call was made. Some persons prayed that prayer for salvation just now, and you meant it. I'd like you to kindly pick your bags and Bibles and step forward here to the altar. You prayed that prayer while the servant of God, the senior pastor, led us in that prayer of salvation, and you prayed it. You mean it from your heart, making that decision of surrender to Jesus, that decision to be a disciple of Jesus, that disciple to be a follower of Jesus, Please, we'd like you to pick your bags and Bibles and rush forward. I give you a count of seven. And while that is going on, you're saying, I'd like to also rededicate my life. Please, while this is going on, we'd like the ministers to kindly, you know, position for the communion administration. God bless you. While these are coming forward, you're saying, I'd like to rededicate my life unto Jesus. I have made the decision before, but somehow I backslid and I want to come back in full force. Also, pick your bags and pick your Bibles and rush forward here to the altar. Maybe you're here, you're battling with certain addictions, certain weaknesses of the flesh, and you're saying, I need intervention from God. Addiction to tobacco smoking, for example. Addiction to cocaine sniffing, for example. Addiction to a lifestyle of immorality. We'd like you to pick your bags and Bibles and rush forward here. God bless you. Give it a count of seven. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. And seven.
Surrender all.
I've
put my mind
made up, and I won't turn back,
because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind
made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind
made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Go backward,
I stay no longer with you, goodbye pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I'd like to congratulate those of us who have come forward in surrender to Jesus or rededication or coming forward for one yoke of bondage or the other to be broken off your life. I say to you, congratulations. I'd like you to understand that the decision you've made tonight is the best and the finest that anybody would ever make. Praise the living God. One more time, place your hands on your chest like I have done and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege of being in your presence tonight. Oh God, I invite Jesus into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. Even as I ask that you forgive me of every sin and every wrong I ever committed. From this day, I make up my mind to go forward ever with Jesus, backward never with the devil. In the name of Jesus, grace is hereby released and imparted upon you to run this race to the very last, for as long as Jesus tarries to come. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.